Radio Alpha is envisioned as a Wikipedia-like project administered by a trusted group of volunteers. It aims to serve as a definitive repository of information, offering detailed descriptions and contextual data on pivotal figures, influential organizations, pioneering companies, transformative inventions, and iconic equipment that have shaped the landscape of amateur radio. Radio Alpha addresses the critical need for a centralized, reliable, and easily navigable archive of amateur radio's past. Recognizing the fragmented nature of existing historical data, this database will consolidate diverse information sources into a single, cohesive platform. Users will find meticulously researched entries, cross-referenced to provide a holistic understanding of the connections and evolutions within the hobby. Core principle of Radio Alpha is universal accessibility. Therefore, the database will be entirely free to access, ensuring that researchers, historians, enthusiasts, and the public can explore its content without barriers. Noted author, industrialist, archaeologist, and historian Chuck Penson, WA7ZZE, is the principal volunteer who crafted the collection. Penson has published several books about the history of Heathkit and the Titan II missile. For him, it's a labor of love and necessity. "Somebody has to do this," said Penson. "Lots of people are doing it independently on their own. Here's a website about the equipment I own, and here's some documents I scanned, and there's a lot of that. The lack of a central location to compile these collections is the root of Radio Alpha." Penson hopes the research library will preserve the data long after individual contributors have passed away. And he hopes that data will be preserved forever. ARRL has an organizational structure that allows it to take a long view of stuff like this. It is best equipped to handle a project like Radio Alpha. Numbers for Field Day 2025 are in and showing growth. 2025 ARRL Field Day showed an increase in both participants and entries compared to 2024. According to ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, 4,369 entries detailed 31,785 people taking part in the event. That's up from last year. There's a growing interest in ham radio, especially after last year's hurricane season and other high-profile situations in which radio has been essential, said Bork. ARRL Field Day serves as a great chance to get engaged with your local amateur radio community.